With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations after the shooting of two National Guard members by an Afghan national.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. and Ukrainian officials completed roughly 4 hours of talks aimed at finding an endgame to the war between Russia and Ukraine. Sunday's talks in Florida took place just days before a U.S. envoy is due in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin.
At the beginning of talks in Florida, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the goal is more than an end to the killing and suffering in Ukraine in a war with Russia that began in early 2022.
This is not just about ending a war. This is about ending a war in a way that creates a mechanism and a way forward that will allow them to be independent and sovereign, never have another war again, and create tremendous prosperity for its people. Not just rebuild the country, but to enter an era of extraordinary economic progress.
Rustem Umerov, head of Ukraine's Security Council, said he appreciates U.S. efforts.
U.S. is hearing us. U.S. is supporting us. U.S. is walking beside us.
I'm Donna Water.
Despite wider economic uncertainty hovering above this year's holiday season, shoppers turned out in big numbers for Black Friday, spending billions of dollars both in stores and online. Adobe Analytics, which tracks e-commerce, said U.S. consumers spent $11 billion. This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is closing.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 53% of voters rejected the proposed bill, while 46% supported it. The no votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, which is required by election rules. Opponents included conservative groups, some doctors, and Christians. This is SRN News. A long-lost painting by Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens, which was hidden for more than four centuries, sold for $2.7 million at an auction Sunday in Versailles.
A long-lost painting by the Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens has sold for $2.7 million at an auction. The painting depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was recently found in a private townhouse in Paris. Initially thought to be from one of Rubens' workshops, it was rarely valued at more than $11,500. Auctioneer Jean-Pierre Ozena said that the painting was authenticated by the Rubens Committee in Antwerp. Art experts noted that the painting had virtually disappeared in the early 1600s. It belonged to the 19th century French painter William Bouguereau before being passed down in the family. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Traditional Christmas markets are open again in Germany, drawing revelers to their wooden stands with mulled wine. More details, srnnews.com.